now, let's find out what's making news in the U.S. thanks to Kia's award-winning Picanto, Cerato, and Carnival.
4 minutes away from three. Richard Arnold, good afternoon. Is your TV spying on you?
Who knows? It's a question these days, isn't it? The cyber world just a buzz over the latest WikiLeaks disclosures, which talks about things like this. They have put out thousands of documents they say describe the software tools that the CIA uses for hacking into devices, whether it's smartphones or computers or even web-connected televisions. They say this shows how the spy agency gets around encryption on popular phones and apps, including WhatsApp, which uses the internet to make audio files and videos. It's something the radio industry uses a bit. It also describes how they can tap into these new smart TVs. Now, we've heard something of this before. Back in 2015, Samsung admitted that some of their televisions pose a risk to privacy because they can capture background talk when using voice controls. But WikiLeaks says now this has gone further, that hackers can put these smart TVs into what they call a fake off mode. So you think the TV is off when actually it is on and operating as a bug. Tech expert Ross Shulman describes how they can do this.
When you turn it off, it's not actually off. A lot of people remember the little red light. That means there's still a computer in there, and it's listening for the remote to call back again to turn on. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to do so. So what the CIA can do is they can latch into that, and even when the TV is off, they can still listen to the microphone that's in the television. They call this fake off.
No comment on all this from the CIA. WikiLeaks says its material has been circulating among some former U.S. government hackers and contractors, one of whom passed it on, obviously. They say they redacted the information in these leaked files, taking out names and such from the material. And they say they're doing this to start a public debate about the creation and use of cyber weapons. But is that debate worth the loss of national security methods? That is a lingering question, and we'll see where all of this leads.
Yeah, we will. WikiLeaks in it again, in up to their eyeballs now. Students allowed to nap at school with sleep pods? Kids? Students? Really?
Yeah, really. It's just getting worse and worse. High school is so over-programmed that they wander around in a haze, never getting enough sleep. We know that kids have more and more activities, don't they? They seem to take part in way more things than I ever did. The National Institutes of Health here recommends 9 to 10 hours of sleep for teens each night. That is nothing like the reality. Barely a third of these kids are sleeping even 8 hours. There's one student who says she is constantly half asleep.
Kind of like the normal now.
So, some schools in New Mexico are saying let them sleep, or at least take an occasional nap. Seriously, these schools have purchased sleep pods. These are space-age-looking rest areas, like you might find in some Japanese airport somewhere, only transplanted to the high schools, where the kids are encouraged to take occasional 20-minute naps, even if they miss some class in the process. Linda Summers, who was a sleep researcher from New Mexico State University, who supports this, says sleeping in a pod instead of dozing with your head down on the desk is a good deal.
They could be there, but they wouldn't be listening and they wouldn't be paying attention.
There is a timer in the sleep pod. 20 minutes, they say, is enough to give you a recharge. So I don't know what I think about all of that, except that on a hot Australian summer's day, I remember, sleep or not, it was sometimes kind of tough to stay alert during some classes.
Some classes, just, and the little drool was coming out the side of your mouth, and you just, I know exactly where you are, Richard.
Oh, thanks for this picture, mate. Gee, that's really nice.
No worries.
Bit of drool. Yeah, that's really.
And the little snort, the snore, and you're awake. Yeah, beauty. Richard, thank you. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.